Thank you for calling Caffeine Jewelers. We're delighted to assist you. Please note, this call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Please hold while we connect your call. For over 30 years.
Good morning, Caffeine Jewelers. How can we help you?
Hi, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, just browsing the internet. How about you?
Oh, not that, but I wish I was. I wish I had a reason to. If I do that, I buy things, so I don't look at the internet.
Well, I mean, I buy things, too. That's why I go to RDI Diamond's website.
Oh, well, I like that. You can always go perusing the internet. Is there something I can help you peruse?
Not at the moment, but thank you.
You're very welcome. You can always use the app. You know, the app is really, really easy. Do you still have the app?
I think Ari has the app.
Yeah.
I think Ari has the app, yes.
Okay.
So what can I do for you today, miss?
I just wanted to make sure that you guys, he had gotten that marquee, I know, yesterday, I believe, and wanted just to see what he thought about it, what he liked it, didn't like it, because the first one that came in was milky.
Right.
Said,
I know he said he looked at it, and it was a lot better. I don't know if the customer has seen it yet.
Okay. As long as he likes it more for the customer, because the customer's been in a few times, and I feel terrible.
He did indeed see it, and he liked it. Did you get the milky one back through FedEx already?
They haven't told me, probably. I'll say probably, but I won't really know until like one or two, because that's when our system updates after shipping and receiving have gotten everything. So I apologize.
Yeah, FedEx had a weather alert that said this stuff was delayed, so I didn't know if it actually arrived or not.
Oh, when it took so long for you guys to receive that one package, they didn't even pick up our packages, like, on that last week, Tuesday or Wednesday night. So it took, like, even as of Tuesday morning, some of my people didn't get their packages because of all the weather and everything. So it's just, like, I think it's just the thing. We all got to deal with it because it's the winter thing, you know, the thing.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you still have to deal with it even though you don't deal with the snow.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
We just get the repercussions. We don't get all the fun.
Yeah. But we don't get all the hurricane and that repercussion anymore either, which...
That's true.
When I lived in Naples and my mom, the first year, it was like Hurricane Ivan and Charlie came through.
Mm-hmm.
And I had given birth to Trey, you know, in February, and it was like that next year... I moved home at the beginning of that next year because my mom had just called me every hurricane. Couldn't you just deal with just one ice storm every 7 to 8, 12 years? I was like, yes, I could deal with it, except for those ice storms happen on my birthday every gosh darn year, Mom. Every year, from the day I was born till now. She's like, you're right. You're very right. I remember my 6th birthday. And we drove by the house because it's near where my brother lives, about an hour and 20 minutes from where I live. So I don't get to get out there very often, but it always makes me giggle because we had that the storm of 91 that came through and like decimated our area. And it was like ice storm. I didn't have power for like weeks at my house. And one friend who lived in the middle of nowhere out by my brother, on a hill, you would never imagine she would be the one that still had power because she was on a hill, not even at the bottom of the hill. She had wells. She had everything. I had my 6th birthday there. I got my Wilson Phillips cassette CD from Hillary Barber. I got a taco with a candle in it when her mom realized it was my birthday and that we had to cancel my birthday party once again, mind you, every year, every year. And then we watched It because of the snow, exactly. And we watched It. And I took a shower for like the first time in 2 weeks. It was like the best birthday ever. I was one of those kids that liked to actually do that. You know, earlier I was like, get me the shower. I just want to take a shower. I don't want to do the bath thing. I hate the bath. But yeah, that was my struggle bus of 91, man. Birthday decimated. But picked up the path. Picked up the path. Man, I loved it. I loved it. I loved driving by her house and remembering that light at the top of the hill was really fun. I don't even know if she still lives there. Melanie Wood, man, she was a trouble. She did lots of cool things, though. She's the person you and I want to hang out with now because she ended up, like, our world reversed a little bit. I was supposed to be the person that was off doing, like, all of the stuff she's doing. She works for, like, she went over to Dubai and did a Dewey Decimal System of all of their museums through, like, a Smithsonian, because she works as a museum curator. She does all this really cool stuff now. But let's hope her parents still live in that house that I adore on the hill with the light. For my
they
sixth grade girl.
Do.
I hope so. I hope so. They were an odd family. They really were. They were kind of odd. Their last name was Wood. I felt really bad for her. She got picked on a lot, I'm sure, during our, you know, preteen years when that was a funny joke to have. Oh, thank you for letting me share a little history with you.
You're welcome.
Maybe one day you'll share
your
a funny.
Story today.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm hoping you got a giggle on this Wacky Wednesday.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm glad that he likes it. And whatever happens with the client, great. So just let me know. If you guys need anything
sure
else
will.
To do, let me know. I hope
of
your
course.
Perusing continues to be gracious.
I will continue.
Remember, I'm on Santa's good list, too.
Okay.
Bye.